The National College of Art and Design, the NCAD, has advised students and staff that a breach of protocol has occurred in relation to consent on documents drawn up for students with additional needs. The breach relates to profile of needs statements, or PONS, that map out the learning and other supports that individual students are deemed to require in order to study successfully at the college. We're joined now by our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly. And Emma, will you explain what this profile of needs statement is and really what the issue is here?
Yes, Mary. Well, these PONS statements are drawn up by psychologists in consultation with individual students in a college. Now, because the statements relate to a disability or a learning need, they can contain sensitive personal information, and so they're shared very carefully on a strict need-to-know basis with teachers or other staff, in this instance at NCAD, who would be working with the student. And we're talking about students with a range of disabilities or needs. It could be dyslexia, ADHD, or a hearing or visual impairment, or autism, or an intellectual disability. And the whole purpose of the documents is to outline the kinds of challenges that these individual students may face and the approaches and to learning and supports that they need. So not surprisingly, NCAD's protocols state that the student, and I'm quoting here, must give their consent before their PONS will be issued to their department, i.e. the part of the college they're studying in. However, in a letter to students on Wednesday last, the college said that a breach of protocol had occurred that was regrettable, it said. It said it had been incorrectly assumed in some cases that consent given by students as part of a wider assessment process, that this consent also applied to their PONS statement, which of course it didn't necessarily. Now, if I can explain the kind of breach that occurred, these documents have a section at the end titled Student Declaration, and the final paragraph there states, I understand this agreement and am aware that I can withdraw my consent at any time. And then there's a space for the student to sign. But yesterday I spoke to one student whose name had been simply typed into that space. So while the student's name was there, it wasn't their signature, the student hadn't signed it or by extension consented to that document. Now, this student has an intellectual disability, and their parents told me that they did not sign the document or consent to it. They told me that when they were shown their child's PONS statement at a meeting last November, they told the college this, and subsequently the college confirmed to this student's parents that it had acted in breach of the NCAD National Learning Network protocol in adding the student's name to the PONS, and the college apologised to the family.
And this is one student, Emma. Do you know how many students may have been affected?
I don't, Mary. I don't know exactly how many, but I do know that it is multiple students. I asked NCAD how many, but they didn't respond to that query. But they did, they and the body that supplies learning support services to them, this is the National Learning Network, they did issue a statement in which they said that the breach came to their attention last November and that they're now reviewing the matter and correcting as appropriate. By that, presumably, they're referring to the fact that they've invited students registered with their learning support services to meet with them, to ensure that all documents have been, as they put it in their letter to the students, correctly signed off. But notwithstanding this breach in relation to signatures, Mary, the college has said in its statement to us that in all cases, the actual assessments of students' learning needs have been correctly carried out. So they're saying that the problem is with the consent process only, not with the actual content of these PONS statements. And just finally, Mary, and importantly, in their letter to students alerting them to the breach, the college has said that this review into signatures and consent does not and will not in any way affect students' access to any supports that they're currently receiving. And this obviously is important for students to hear, because these are students, Mary, who are vulnerable. They have disabilities and learning needs that make being in college and studying there more challenging in the first place. So the student with the intellectual disability and their parents that I spoke to yesterday, they are upset about what happened. And it's likely, Mary, that others will be too upset at news of this breach and also concerned.
And that's Emma O'Kelly there, our education correspondent.